Do you remember Woody playing instruments like harmonica?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I never saw him without an instrument of some kind in his hands.
What would he play?
Everything, anything. French harp.
And guitar, I suppose? And
yes.
Banjo?
And yes. Oh, mandolin. The mandolin was the first little instrument, and I thought, that's kind of cute. You know, he taught me all the chords, and I said, I could have been a famous guitarist or something now. Talk with the world's greatest leader, but I didn't.
What kind of songs was he singing then when he was young?
Lively songs. Nothing melancholy, nothing sad. No. Well, you know the type of songs, little bouncy rhythm. And George and I didn't play nothing but the radio.
What did you listen to on the radio?
Bob Wilson, Light Crush Du Bois.
When you were very young, did you listen to Jimmy Wilson and the Catfish String Band?
You're older than I am.
Well, that was early broadcasting out of Bristow. About 1982, somewhere in there, I was in Illinois at the university doing a Woody program. And afterwards, a woman said, whatever happened to Jimmy Wilson and his Catfish String Band? So people that far away. Mm-hmm. But it was in the 20s. You would have been very young.
I was born 1922.
Yeah, and you left in 25? Wasn't that about it?
Well, I was 3 years old.
Yeah, 25. That's when Woody and Roy were alone in Okemah.
Woody started high school in Okemah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he went to Pampa, he was a junior. He didn't graduate.
No, he just went to Pampa and enrolled as a junior. And then before that year was over, he quit and did something else.
You went to high school in Okemah?
No. Pampa, Borger, Panhandle, Seminole.
Many different schools.